This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
1, 2, 3, 4. If you're looking for advice from a real girl who might not have the answers, but goddamn she'll try, just a tip and you'll be on your way with Meg and Batoon on Friday.
I am convinced that if I were like a teenager now, I probably would be a troll. I really
just
think
a straight
I would
up
be.
Troll.
Yes, yeah, straight up.
Really?
Straight up. Because I was like a little fan fiction writer, fan vitter, live journal community, had my own website, like using my mom's credit card to buy bandwidth. Like I would.
Oh my God.
If I had Twitter and I knew that people read it and were affected by it, I just feel like I would use my powers for bad. There are definitely people I don't care about that I don't know why I follow them, but I'll comment on them just because I'm like, I want this verified badge to show up and I want someone to click on my page.
Yeah.
So it's always like a generic like hands up or like okay sign. I have nothing to say.
There was that Diary of a Fit Mom official. She would comment on everybody's photos.
Wow.
And to the point where like comments by celebs and Chrissy Teigen were like, stop doing this. Like you're only saying things so that you can get people to click on you.
Ooh.
But she was doing it to everyone.
Oh yeah, don't do it to everyone.
That was a bit controversial.
Strategy.
Yeah.
It is strategy.
The Insta-sphere.
I mean, now you know who she is.
True. Because, it worked. I didn't know before.
There you go. You should collab. You should bring her on the podcast.
I'm dying.
On the pod. Hi, Fit Mom.
Hi, Fit Mom. I'm not going to be a Fit Mom. I'm done.
I don't even want to be a mom. So this is, I want to be none of those things.
I'll take the mom.
Yeah, fair.
I cannot wait to be a mom. But
are
I will
excited?
Not be fit.
I'll be fit. Right after I have the kid.
Really?
I would be like, I need to have this babe.
Don't
pop him
call
out.
It a babe.
The babe.
Are oh, you having God. A literal pig come out of
I'm having babe pig in the city. I'm the city.
There you go.
But like, I feel like I'll like work really hard the first like 2 months.
Mm.
And then I'm like, why on earth would I ever do this?
Why on earth?
Nah, be fat. Fuck it.
I'm
love
in.
That.
Okay.
All right.
It's so much
I
better.
Have permission.
It's so much better. Yeah, I give you permission.
Oh my God,
fat
you.
Community, come to us. We welcome you.
Are we ready?
You're ready, Mama.
Great, great. This isn't a podcast about having pigs. It's an advice podcast called Just a Tip, hosted by me, Megan Batoon. I have officially lost the same credit card 6 times now and counting, so that's why I have a friend here to help me help you, Megan Tondres.
Hi.
Hello.
I've been holding on to your credit card. I've been making a lot of Amazon wish list purchases. Sorry.
Oh.
Yeah, not my wish list. Everyone else's wish list.
Oh, my God. You're a saint.
I am. It's true.
Thank you from everyone else.
Yeah.
And
I mean,
you're welcome.
On behalf of you and your money. Thank you.
You're welcome. I truly don't know where it is. But that's a thing for another time. We internet stalked you quickly. And
I love it.
Figured out that you were on Ellen once?
I was.
For singing?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, tell us all about it.
I will.
Megan's an amazing singer.
Thank you. I think it was 2011.
Okay.
I was living in Michigan. I did like a mashup cover of Britney Spears and Bruno Mars. And Perez Hilton put it on his website. He put a few of my things up.
Uh-huh.
And then BritneySpears.com put it up. And then I had an email from like Ellen DeGeneres producers. And
whoa.
I'm like, girl, I'm living in Michigan. I've never been on TV. I've never been to Los Angeles.
We didn't even have TV.
No. So I thought it was fake. But I ended up doing a phone call with them. And it turned out to be real. And a few days later, they brought me out. I couldn't tell anyone where I was going, so I'm like flying into LA just secretly.
Whoa, that's so cool.
I went on, so I didn't meet her beforehand, but I met her I actually like went out, did my little dance, sat down, and actually talked to her first. So we talked a lot about, it was during the whole It Gets Better thing and like online bullying. So I think that they were interested in kind of my backstory of like just being someone that doesn't look like who people expect online and
sure.
getting a lot of backlash for it. So talked about that, and then I performed the song. I was freaking out the entire time.
Yeah,
I was like, I couldn't eat, I couldn't sleep, I couldn't focus. I had no concept of how big. I mean, I knew how big it was, but I didn't understand, I think, how many people were seeing it.
Right.
And then at the end of the episode, so when I was talking to the producers, they had asked me, you know, who do you listen to? Like, who do you like? And I had said, oh, I started playing music because of Jason Mraz and Tristan Prettyman, and I really liked acoustic music.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I really like this little UK artist right now called Adele.
I love it.
She hadn't put an album out over here. She only had 19. So I was like watching her stuff on YouTube, and I was like, oh, she's really, really good. So at the end of the episode, Ellen's like, also, we're having Adele next month. We're going to bring you back.
Oh, my gosh.
So they brought me back to, like, watch her sound check and, like, hang out at the show.
Oh, my
God. So a month later, I come back to L.A. I'm sitting, like, at her sound check. It's, like, me and Ellen, the producers. And at some point, they sent me the video of this. It's, like, creepy, and there's no audio to it, really. But Ellen goes up to Adele. She's like, oh, we have this girl here, Megan. And Adele looks at me. She's like, oh, I know her, because I had done covers of her stuff. So
oh
there's, like,
God.
Creepy footage of me and Adele and Ellen just, like, sitting there talking to each other. And Adele's talking about how much she hates flying. And I'm freaking out inside.
Oh
I think
God.
I handed her a CD at some point. I have no idea. But, yeah, so basically Adele and I are best friends.
That is incredible.
That's such a... Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
I like this little UK artist.
This little
Adele,
UK artist.
Have you ever heard of this girl, Adele? Whoa. What was the mashup songs? Britney Spears, what song?
I think it was...
Oh my God, beautiful. A concert.
I don't know what
just
that song is.
Just keep this going for an hour.
Hold It Against Me, maybe?
Oh,
and
yeah.
Grenade by Bruno Mars.
Oh, yeah.
So it was a little mashup.
Wow.
And then I remember being in the airport the next day, so they air it, and I'm like flying back so I can't watch it, and I just remember seeing my Twitter feed, like all of these YouTubers that I followed, because it was the beginning. It was like after that Grace and Chance kid had gone on, but before like other YouTube people had really come on. So it was like right at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And I just saw like the whole community freaking out. I was like, I've never experienced anything like this in my life.
Gosh.
So pretty amazing. And the first time I came to LA on the Ellen DeGeneres Show.
Whoa, that's really, what a story.
It's all been downhill from that.
When did you officially move here?
2012, end of 2012. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So. Oh, me too.
Wow.
But I was never on the Ellen Show.
Fair.
I would never be able to be on the Ellen Show. First of all, I would lose my shit. Second of all, I wouldn't be able to do a good dance because I'd be too scared.
And I think I was doing that like smash and bang it dance. Like, I don't even know what I was doing. I was doing a mixture of things for my brother. I was like, you're at home, you see this. I know you know this dance, but I can't dance. So.
Wait, so quick question. Does everybody have to dance on the Ellen Show?
Maybe now. At the time, I think I just seen it happen. So I just did, it was like a casual walkout dance as I went up to hug her. And also, she smelled really good. I don't know if money had a smell, if like richness had a smell, that would be her. And
wow.
She's beautiful. She has beautiful eyes.
She does have, she's awesome.
She's
very,
really
very nice.
Funny. She's like a crazy pioneer. Like has done
yeah.
so much for like so many communities, like women and LGBT and like all these things. She's so great.
Yeah. It's one of those things that happened where I always, not that I forget that it happened, but it happened so long ago that when people bring it up, I'm like, oh, I did do that really cool thing.
That
damn.
Is really cool. If you could go on Ellen again today, what song would you dance out to? Casual dance walk out to?
Ooh.
A question for everyone.
Oh my God. I know everyone's at home sitting thinking right now. What song? I mean, what am I listening to that's not super depressing?
Same.
You know what? That song I always have in my head. That's like the one that's like, I love bad bitches. That's my fucking problem.
Yeah,
that
of
is
course.
Always in my head.
That's a great song to come out to.
That's a great song.
That riles up the crowd for
What's
sure.
What's yours?
Oh no, I didn't know it was gonna be a me thing.
The whole room.
Oh dear, because that one was so good, and all that's I can true. Think about is Bohemian Rhapsody, and like nobody would be on board.
That's a good one.
But like the part that's like, I see a little silhouette of a man.
No, but that's a really good song. Of course, that's good.
It's fine, but it's not like that one. It's not.
I
like
mean, it's up there. It's up there.
What about you, Irene?
I mean, I think we all know what my song would be.
Monster Mash.
Of course.
Oh my God. It's I don't like how much she likes the song Monster Mash.
I mean, I respect it.
Thank you.
You know,
somebody does.
The first 30 seconds are just chains.
Yeah, it's building the atmosphere. Have you ever heard of musicality?
Wow. Wow, she came for you.
She has no idea what musicality is,
really
so we're going to move
I still think
on.
It's
I love you
app.
Telling a dancer about musicality. It's my favorite thing. Do you know what a one and a two is, Megan?
Okay. We're going to help some people because we can't help ourselves. People write in questions to our email, and we do our best to give our advice. Tell them what we should do, what we would do, what we wouldn't do, and hopefully we can help them. Best of luck to everyone.
I love telling people what to do. So I'm a Scorpio. I have to mention it at least once in the podcast. I'm a Scorpio. God, I love telling people what to do.
November 19th.
November 19th.
How do you know this?
Wow. Do you know my social security number too? Damn.
591. Before I read the question, I do apologize. My friend Tim and Chia just got married, and I was supporting them with my voice. So that's why I sound like a cockroach. Here we go. So I have a bit of an issue. I am 18 years old, and I've never been kissed or had a relationship. I went to a small-town high school, an everyone-knows-everyone type of place. Not only was it a small town, but it was also preppy, so almost all the guys thought they were too cool for anything. But now I'm about to go into college, and I'm pretty nervous about a first kiss. I just felt like throughout the years I've been waiting for the perfect moment with the person I really like, but that hasn't happened. Should I be ashamed and anxious that I have never been kissed at the age of 18? Should I wait for that perfect moment with a guy I actually like, or just get it done and over with?
Done and over with, I don't love. Yeah, the first one's not going to be great. Yeah. Now you get it out of the way. I mean,
My first kiss was great.
Really?
Oh, shut up. Yeah. How old were you?
13.
Before your first kiss, did you ever fake kiss on your hand?
All the time.
For sure.
I fake kissed on so much stuff. Like, I fake...
Okay. Jesus. Like what?
Like a mirror to, like, see what it'd be like to have another person there.
I'm crying.
And so
I feel like I probably did do that, too. The hand, the forearm... Those were the two.
A lot of people making out with their limbs in the late 90s. That's all we had. I would say, well, I think the first time I kissed someone, I definitely was younger, but the first time I actually there was tongue involved,
yeah.
I think I was 18 or 19. And it was it was not great. It was just like, ooh, I don't even want to be kissing this person necessarily.
Were you just getting it done and over with?
It just happened. And I was like, okay, we're going with this, but I'm done now. And then I didn't have sex till I was 26. So listen,
cool.
You don't have to be ahead of any curve. It's better for you to wait longer. Don't be ashamed because no one knows what the fuck they're doing at 18.
Like, yeah.
Get into your 20s, start figuring it out, and relax. I think being stressed about that, I get questions about that a lot. Of like, oh, I'm 18, I'm 19, I'm 20. Should I be ashamed?
Mm-hmm.
Nah. Go. I've always been the kind of person that goes at my own pace. Like, I don't do things until I'm absolutely sure that I want to do them.
Right.
And I have no regrets about waiting until I was in my mid-20s and avoiding all the bullshit.
Yeah.
I lose my virginity. I didn't experience any wisdom. I did experience wisdom, but I didn't experience any weirdness.
Uh-huh.
And I think it's about being confident and knowing that, like, there's nothing wrong with you because you haven't met the person or you're not in the right place to do something. No one's, like, on a timeline to check things off. People like to believe they are, but they're not.
Right. I guess the only part where it would feel uncomfortable is if all of her friends are peer pressuring her.
True.
Which definitely don't go into that. No. I would say, I would never do anything, business, personal, anything, until I'm ready. Which is kind of, like, sometimes it's bad. It's like leap in the net will appear. But not when it comes to you and your sexuality and, like, that personal part of you.
Fair.
Make sure that you're ready. I don't think my first kiss, I think, was when I was 15.
Mm-hmm.
But also, here's a question before we go into anything else. Do you think that you kiss like your first kiss? Like, do you think that that's what you think is the best kiss?
No. No, 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 no.
Oh, interesting.
I wouldn't even say that all the kisses I've had have even been that great. Like, there are certain people that I just connect with. Though I've been told that I'm a good kisser. So I'm
good. That's really
tender
good.
Kisser.
Are there kissing tips? Like, I bet you could, you know, what's that? Is it WikiHow? It, like, gives you, like, little illustrations. Like, number one, put your lips on their lips. Or number one, I bet, if you look on WikiHow, how to kiss, the number one thing is, like, make sure you're wearing, like, your lips aren't chapped. Like, because it always starts with you. And then you get to...
Quickly buy this lip exfoliation. Hashtag spawn.
It's an affiliated link.
I mean, if anything, there's YouTube videos for sure showing this. And if there isn't, I mean, I think it's time we make one.
Right. It's education. What does WikiHow say?
This
I love
was also
this.
The first WikiHow that came up. I said WikiHow how to kiss was the first thing that
there
came
you
know. Up.
Wow.
So a lot of people are checking in. This has with pictures. So
well, of course. It's obviously. WikiHow.
It's true. Need illustrations.
Part one, initiating a kiss. Drop hints that you're interested.
Yeah. See, they do.
Consent.
Yes.
Get caught looking briefly. at the other person's
lips. Oh, yeah, you do that. You look up and you catch your eye and you kind of look away. Ooh, that's a good moment.
Looking at
and
the
then
lips.
You're looking at somebody in the eye and then you look at their lips for a second and then you look back up at their eyes.
Look at my lips and then look at my eyes.
But the great thing is as you get older.
Oh, my God.
You felt electricity.
I truly did. Wow. I truly felt like you were going to jump on my face.
That's
I
how am. People fall in love.
Get off! It hurts!
I'm the worst kisser. I'm just shoving my elbow in your mouth.
She didn't read all the WikiHow steps.
Step two, break the kiss barrier. Optional.
Oh, how is it optional? I think we got to break this barrier at some
this
point.
This is where you get consent.
Yes.
If sure. you're feeling brave, how Ooh, are we feeling?
Not brave, ever.
Nervous.
Well, when you are feeling brave, test the waters with a small kiss on the hand or cheek.
I think it's an outdated thing. This has got to be updated in 1950.
This is 1823 version yes. of how to kiss. Write a letter to their parents asking permission.
Three, set the mood with a romantic compliment. Four.
Do we get an example?
Ooh. You are so beautiful.
Okay, I'll take it.
Your eyes drive me crazy.
Ooh.
I love to see you smile.
Aw.
I'm so lucky to be with you right now.
Wow. I've never had any of those things said to me.
No one's ever said any of that. The first five steps are just
flirting,
thinking about the kiss.
Oh, we got to think about what we think we become.
You can write several diary entries about wanting to kiss them yes. before you kiss them.
Consider asking for a kiss directly.
Uh-oh. Like, knock, knock, can I have a kiss?
Did you write those?
Yes, I did.
I'd love nothing more than to kiss you right now.
Oh, I will take that.
Cute.
I'm sorry if this is too forward, but I'd really like to kiss you.
These are great tips.
I want to kiss you so much that it's just about killing me.
Just
okay,
about.
We don't need to throw words like killing or going crazy with your eyes because you know what? No, I'm good. I watch a lot of cold case shows.
Same.
I trust no man ever.
Yo, unsolved mysteries made me not want to get married for 15 years. Do you ever watch that?
Of course.
I loved Unsolved Mysteries.
I cannot handle it.
Ooh, there's another. Have you ever watched Cold Case on Netflix? That is my jam.
I can't. Oh, I couldn't even read the back of a Goosebumps book.
Bless.
Okay, we finally have five. Go in for the kiss.
Okay.
Don't waste any time once you've gotten the go-ahead.
Okay.
Close your eyes.
Sure.
Lean in and smooch.
And smooch.
I hate that word.
And smooch.
Wow. This has been like a breakdown in how to kiss.
Yeah.
This is great.
It never gave us the tips that I wanted to know. Like, what's a good French kiss? How do you know? Ooh. Are we going to get there?
I think it's different for everyone. I'm sure everyone has like a different method.
What's your personal preference?
Ooh.
Because we got to have soft tongue.
I would say, I would say that you start off with just like a lip kiss.
Sure.
And then there's like a slow parting of the lips. Maybe you get a little bit more intense.
Mm-hmm.
Then some tongue comes into play. I like a lip bite.
Mm. I love
a lip biter. Mm. I think it grows from there. And then you end up having sex and having babies. And that's it.
And being
that's
a fit mom. Works.
And then Hope you're ready for that.
And then you have a 401k.
I know you haven't had your first
that's what happens. It's a gateway drug, kissing.
So don't do it. Here's my question. I'm going to go deeper into this because anxiously unkissable. I'm going to help you out here because once you are ready to kiss, it will be awkward and you will figure it out as you go. But let's go around the room and give like one good tip of kissing that makes kissing more fun and better. You give a good tip already, Megan. With the escalation of the kiss.
Yeah. Take it slow.
I think what I'm going to contribute to this tip jar is...
That's so funny.
Thank you.
That's really smart.
Is
a whole new segment on your podcast.
Yeah, right?
The tip jar.
The tip jar. Yeah, that's kind of nice. Everyone just does a roundabout tip. Okay, so I think you should be soft with your tongue. Definitely don't be like pointy or hard. The tongue is the strongest muscle in your body. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
But you don't need to use it like a muscle.
Okay.
So it's more of like a flesh pillow. And then it's not even really flesh. What
You're
is it?
Making kissing sound great. You're killing it right now.
I think if you consider a French kiss like a dusting massage of the other person's tongue. It's like a little dance, but very smooth. So you're not like, it's not like a whirlpool. You're not doing clothes. It's not a laundry thing, you know? So keep it chill, keep it soft, and close your mouth sometimes. It doesn't have to be like, you don't have to do three rotations or five rotations before you can close that first French kiss.
I'm a big fan of like putting my hand on the back of their head and like kind of playing with their hair. Mm. I just think that's nice because I like to be touched. So, like, if you like something, do it to that person because they are likely to mimic what you're doing.
Yeah.
Mm. Megan likes to, like, do her swirly, close the mouth, swirly, yeah, open it. Like, all that. I read in, like, so many Cosmo articles that people like...
Every article
likely
so many Cosmo articles.
To do what you're doing because they know that that's something you like to do.
Exactly.
Ooh, true.
Great tips.
But don't stress. It's going to happen when it happens, and I would focus on cuddling and hugging and being intimate in other ways with people, and then it'll build up to that. Also, you're going to get your heart broken a ton of times, so don't think the first person you're going to kiss is going to be the last person you're going to kiss.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Yeah, definitely.
You're doing it right.
The good thing about... So there's two types of kisses. There's a normal, a peck kiss, and then there's a French kiss. The peck kiss, you can't go wrong. Really?
No.
Like, there's no way... As long as you aim right... Yeah,
it always goes back to that.
Yeah, it's
both of them are kissing their hands right now. I wish you guys could see this.
Megan just sips water. Yeah, I think you don't have to worry about the kissing, the peck kissing. The French kissing, hopefully we helped you there. But like Megan said, wait it out. You can show your affection another way.
You got time. If you're going to college or anything like that, that is the time to make out. So you're going to be fine.
I made out with zero people in college.
Actually, I think I made out with zero. No.
I mean, zero non-boyfriends.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I think I made out with zero people, too, in college. Damn.
Whoa. Damn. I guess we got to go back.
Damn. Oh, God. Paid me back all my student loans, I'd go back.
I know. If you went back to college now, would you have the same major?
So what's funny about my major at the time was that it didn't exist. It kind of started existing as I came there. It was digital media, but it was it was like before Twitter, before Snapchat. So it was as YouTube was starting, as Facebook was college book. So it was like I learned things about design kind of, but I was always just thrown into the deep water with architecture students. Like, we want you to create something that represents shelter. And then you'd be like, oh my God, how do I even figure out how to use Photoshop? What is that? So I was making up my major the entire time. And now I'm making up my life every day. So
so you are using your degree, which is a beautiful thing.
Every time I make a payment to Sally Mae, I'm like, yep, doing it.
We're doing it.
We're doing it.
Would you go back to school for comms? Your communications major, right? That's perfect for you.
Thanks.
I feel like you two are every time someone's like, oh, I went for marketing. Oh, I went for business management. It's like, you're not doing any of that. Yeah. But it seems like you guys are doing exactly what you went to school for.
Yeah. I feel like I learned a lot that we use... When we're working.
Yeah. The first year I thought about doing psychology, and then my mom was like, you're too sensitive. You will cry every day. And I was like, you're right.
You're right, Mom.
You're right. Crying right now.
I'm triple water. I looked at my birth chart, so it would be too much.
What's a triple water?
I have a Scorpio sun, a Pisces moon, and a Cancer rising. I'm all water.
Oh, my God.
I'm drowning. I'm flooded. It's so much water. Help me, please.
That's so funny.
I need to be with an earth sign or something. Help me.
What's an earth sign?
I don't even know. I'm a Scorpio. I only pay attention to Scorpio shit.
That's so true. I don't know anything about anyone. I'm an Aries, and I'm like,
oh God, fucking Aries.
Okay, well, so it seems like you know a little bit about Aries. Hold on. Let's step two steps back. It sounded like you said you knew nothing about other signs, and then all of a sudden I said Aries, and now we're up in flames.
I'm just saying that, like, okay. My brother is an Aries.
Okay.
So I love him because he's family. Aries are, like, fun. Like, they're childlike. They're, like, into everything. But they also are like, I love you, I love you, I love you, until I don't. And I'm bored now, and I want something new.
Ooh.
So I feel like they're people that they might cut you off for no reason. You don't really know. They know, but they won't tell you. What? That's it. That's all I know.
That's all you know?
That's it.
It's
not as bad as Aquarius.
That's really particular. Because, like, usually people are like, yeah, Aries are, like, hardworking, but also stubborn. And, like, a very specific and true thing.
Megan's like, yes, I do that.
Me and Honeydew, that's how I felt about Honeydew.
You love Honeydew.
Mm. I really don't anymore. Unless it's with prosciutto and mozzarella.
You checked it off your list.
I checked it off. I loved it for, like, 2 months. And then I was like, this is not a nothing thing to me.
Interesting. I'm like your zodiac psychologist.
I love that.
Thank you. I fall in love with Pisces all the time. It's always a problem. And then I cry for 6 months to 3 years. It's fine.
I love that. My sister's a Pisces. I don't know much about them.
They're always drowning. So what's funny is, so I watched a friend of mine, Stevie. She did a video with a friend, Dan. And Dan came in and was like, I'm going to prove to you that you're a Cancer.
Okay.
And Stevie's like, I don't believe any of this. But everything that Dan's pointing out is so specific. And Stevie's like, damn it. And I contacted Dan. I was like, you have to come over and tell me about being a Scorpio. I believe it. I'm like into it. I'm here for it. So it'll be a different kind of video. And everything that Dan said, I was like, God damn, like you're just pulling.
God Dan.
You're ruining me right now. It's so true. But
I love that.
I like that stuff.
I like it too. I wish I knew more about it, but I don't.
I got apps you can download.
Ooh.
I got things for you.
What's a good app for astrology?
CoStar is a really good one if you have an iPhone.
Oh.
It like breaks down all of your whole chart, and then you have like a calendar. It'll tell you like what things might be happening on what days. And then you can see your friends' charts too. So all of a sudden I'm clicking on friends. I'm like, oh, this bitch would be a double Virgo.
Oh my gosh. That's really great. Okay. I kind of want to do that so I can like, because what if I need to have a talk with somebody and I got to check their chart and be like, how are they doing today?
How am I going to communicate with them today?
What kind of loving kindness words do I got to use to get my point through?
How do I appeal to them to get what I want?
Yeah. Is that a book title? I think I've read that self-help book.
I love that. Back to questions.
Help another person. I recently met this boy through my field, and I have a huge, gross crush on him.
So sorry. It's friend?
Did I say fries?
You said...
I was thinking fries. I don't know why I would have said...
You said field.
Oh, I was like... you know what? When you said that, I was so confused because I was like... Them saying in their field feels very mature, but them saying I have a gross crush feels very young.
I'm so sorry to interrupt. It's just that they talk about the friend group in the future, so I didn't want to be like...
I'm so sorry to interrupt. It's just you can't read. Listen, my voice hurts and so does my brain.
Classic
from
Aries.
From the top.
Classic Aries.
I recently met this boy through my friend, and I have a huge, gross crush on him. The issue is, I don't know if I should pursue anything because I'm afraid it might make the dynamic of our friend group super awkward, especially if things don't work out. He's the best friend of my friend's boyfriend, so I feel like this is just one too close for comfort already.
Oh my God, welcome to the rest of your life.
Yeah, but this boy, Megan, this boy,
ooh.
I can't stop thinking about him. What should I do? Treat love as a common experience and wait for another guy to come along? Or should I seize the moment because YOLO from Cautious Collectivist?
You're so self-aware. You sound like a Capricorn.
She's like, I hear you.
I am a Capricorn.
Ooh. I mean, I feel like this is generally every situation you're going to have in life is where you like someone and then it doesn't work out. Probably eventually, yeah. And then it makes it awkward for all the people that surround you as friends to figure out, can we be friends with both of them?
Right.
Like, how did it end? Are we allowed to be around each other? And, I would say if you feel like you're mature enough to handle, which you probably aren't, because none of us are, to handle a possible breakup and being around them and being friends and seeing them possibly date someone else, I don't know. Like, I would... Again, Scorpio asked me, would rush into it and try it. But also, I mean, there's consequences for everything. So if you break up, it might screw up the friend group. But also, like, I'm all about taking a chance because maybe that's the person that you're supposed to be with.
I know. Yeah, I guess this would make it easier if we knew around what age range. Because it's always...
It feels young.
Yeah, if it is young... Even though this feels like it's the right guy, it probably isn't. I thought I was in love with my first boyfriend. We were together for 4 years. I was 14. Like, I thought that was the one. And I thought the next one was the one when I was 20. And I thought the next one was the one.
Hopefully you feel like all of them are the one because you're, like, getting into it. And you're like,
that's
this is
true.
The person I want to be with.
I guess you're right.
I think if you're in relationships in general and you're like, I don't know, then you shouldn't be in a relationship.
100%.
So it's like, I think it's good that you've been like that. I think that there's definitely complications that probably will pop up. There's definitely going to be miscommunications. That's life. It feels young. But this is also a growing experience. So I think this is something we can't just like hold our hands up and say, I don't want to experience anything until I'm older because it's too hard. The reality is we all have dated someone or been with someone and then things change in a friend group and you have to figure out how to adapt and deal with it.
Yeah.
And you get better at it. So essentially it's kind of practice.
Right. I'm wondering if this guy even knows that she has this crush on him.
That's true. Ooh, he might not even be into it. So this might, we might be writing a fan fiction of what's going to happen and he might say, no, I'm dating someone or not.
Oh my gosh, my soul is crushed for her. Knowing, figuring out that someone you like is dating somebody else is outrageous. One time I liked this guy and I figured out he was dating this girl that was in a new movie that came out.
Oh.
And then it was like a hit on like the box office. And I was like, don't talk to me about this movie. I do not care. But okay, so if she's never told him that she has a crush on him, he doesn't know. let's give tips on that, because I think before we can even say, hey, jump into the relationship because it might be the right one, what can she do in order to get his attention and make him think of her in that way?
Ooh, I would say suggest to him hanging out one-on-one.
I'm nervous. Like, what are we going to do?
We should go to a movie.
A movie?
Well, a movie, then you can't talk.
I mean, dinner, well, that's dinner and a movie.
Yeah,
feels
dinner's
fancy.
A
coffee feels like business.
Yeah, I know.
So
a drink, perhaps?
I would be in for a drink.
I mean, this feels young. I don't know if they're old enough to drink.
A froyo? A froyo for the YOLO?
There you go.
She said YOLO. Don't look at me like I said it.
I mean, if it's like a teenage boy, it's like, can I come over and watch you play video games?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. When I was in high school, Guitar Hero was super popular.
Oh, my God.
So I would, like, have people come over to my house and play Guitar Hero, and that was the way that I flirted.
Ooh, I like it.
And now I just send boys music that I think they might like.
I just, like, make them playlists on Spotify, private, and I send it to them.
Entire playlists. I could never.
Yeah, I think the goal is to see if you guys even have a spark or if there's anything there when you're not around friends would be to suggest or see if there's an opportunity for you two to hang out. Even if it is a movie, it's like you go see a movie, you can talk about the movie after. Maybe you hang out at the mall or whatever after. Go see like a cheap movie on the weekday.
Yeah, I like that. A movie and some Chick-fil-A. Oh, yeah. Do you want to date me? I'm in.
Wow. Boom.
Yeah, I think a movie, yeah. Movie and Chick-fil-A or a movie and some froyo. I think, yeah, I think a drink is maybe too old, but if he's not, go for a drink. I would always go for
a drink. Yeah, always down for a drink.
I do think coffee is a little too businessy or platonic.
It's a little much.
But yeah, I think a movie. But that's so, if someone asked me to a movie and I like didn't think that they were into me, I would be very confused.
Fair. Yeah, yeah.
Like if one of my friends, I'm just going to say, a guy named Sebastian. If I had a friend named Sebastian that asked me to a movie and I had no idea he was into me, I would be like, I don't think I'm like free whenever you want.
I think I'm busy for forever. I'm so sorry. I looked at my Google Calendar and you're in high school. I'm busy. I do things.
Social studies.
Yeah, social studies is important to me. AP classes.
It's book for eternity.
I would suggest, I mean, this is something I do as an adult. Go to like an arcade or something.
Ooh.
That's always a fun one because you're playing games and you can like mess around and like give each other shit, but also like you're having fun.
Camaraderie. So. They have a lot of arcades that are like half bar.
Barcades.
Yeah.
Barcades. Killing it.
Yeah. Half bar, half arcade. I love that.
I don't drink anymore. So I feel like now if I ask someone out for a drink, no. I'm like, I guess I ask them out for a drink socially, but I'm not drinking.
Whoa.
That's it. That's my story. The end.
They can drink and then you can have another drink
that's
not a drink.
I'll remember much more of the conversations we're having.
I know.
Always good.
I had a friend that was like, "What? You should go to drinks with this guy, but order him a vodka or something and then order you a water with a lime. And then you can be the one coherent
water.
And have him like tell the truth." And I was like, this seems like you've done it before.
Your friend is Scorpio.
This seems like James Bond.
And highly manipulative.
That's like a truth serum vodka.
Right.
It happens.
And I did not follow through with that.
Fair.
I had my own vodka.
Yeah. I guess if you're at the point where you have to like invite them for a drink to get the truth, you probably shouldn't you shouldn't be hanging out with them. Probably follow your intuition. It's bad news.
Irene, what is your idea for a young date?
A young date.
A young date.
Hey, that young date, though. I'm cutting that out.
I'll say it. That young date, no.
I kind of did the same thing, like, but when I was on Tinder, I would always do ice cream dates because.
Oh, that's right. Ooh.
There's a
You've
lot of, like,
that.
Very cute new ice cream places or, like, a cupcake shop. Like, cute little things like that are kind of everywhere. It's not just, like, an LA thing. I think they're everywhere. Mm-hmm. And it's always fun to, like, try new stuff and they'll get a flavor and you'll have some and it'll be cute.
Or even like, here's another way of doing it without even going on a date, is at some point if you don't already have, if I can just stay at home and not talk to anyone, if you don't already have their phone number or whatever, text with them and like have conversations, things that maybe a video game or something that came out that they're interested in, and I don't know, going back and forth and then see if that, maybe some heart eye emojis, some like tongue out emojis, some winky face emojis, see if you can change. A text conversation can change the whole game.
Has anything ever made you happier than seeing a first text from your crush on your phone?
Oh, my God. Oh, it's my God. when you're like, I mean, this is for me. Basically, I always start on Instagram. So, like, it'll be like Instagram, and then it'll be like I'll like throw a number in a DM, either Instagram or Twitter, and then like I'll see it on my phone, and it's like, we made it. We made it through the floodgates.
We're here.
Yeah, it's like we hiked the biggest mountain of life.
You start scheduling the wedding. What date's good for me? I don't know. I mean, we're talking on text right now. It's serious.
My ring size, a 6.
This is my new boyfriend.
Fun fact about Megan Batune.
Uh-oh, I'm nervous.
Not Megan, tell me. She's never sent a red heart emoji to anybody.
You send yellow hearts, don't you?
I do send yellow hearts.
It's a very like, it's
friendship
a, it's,
is
it's,
hell,
like a, it's like a love, but a friendship heart.
That's so funny.
Never like a double pink heart.
Oh my God,
never.
You mean like
the dancing ones?
The pink heart with the backpack.
Because those are still cutesy, so you can get away with
it. The backpack heart?
Yeah, it's the little pink heart with the backpack pink heart?
Yeah.
I've never sent that one.
Okay, fair.
I don't even know where that is. You know,
I send a lot of yellow hearts, though.
I love yellow hearts.
I love a yellow heart.
Is that your favorite emoji?
I mean, it's up there. Let me look to see what are like my most recent
used
emojis.
Most recent emojis. Mine is the crying face and the shaka sign.
Oh my God, mine literally is the yellow heart.
Oh my gosh.
It's a yellow heart and the hand wave.
Oh,
and then
that
a bee.
Makes a lot
I don't
of
know.
Sense
I must have been talking. I don't know what I was talking about. That I was using bees and Christmas trees, but here we are.
Bees and trees.
Yeah, bees and trees, bitch.
She'll debut on Ellen with it.
Ooh, I love the smiley face with the red. Like the eyes are kind of closed. Yeah. The cheeks are pink and the hands are out.
Oh, to eat.
That's my favorite.
Yeah. I love that one. That one's really cute.
But emojis can get you in. You like some things on Instagram, you like some things on Facebook, you know?
Facebook?
Yeah, I use Facebook.
Do
the kids use Facebook?
I mean, I am so removed from anything.
Fair.
Like, I have no idea what is cool, but I love Instagram.
Instagram, send them some snaps. I don't know.
Oh.
You know?
But sometimes you got to have their username.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you don't have their username, then you're not dating. So by the time I've even approached someone, I know every relationship they've been in for the past 3 years. I've scrolled through every Instagram post. I know where they are emotionally, spiritually, what quotes we're sharing, what stories we're liking.
I
know
it.
Everything. And then I come in acting like I know nothing, but I'm just the perfect person for you.
That's amazing.
I'm still single.
I think we helped. Well, actually, before we close this question, just in case she does go for it and get into the situation with her friend that's in the friend group it doesn't work out, not saying that it won't.
Yes.
Just in case, what is tip jar? What is one thing that she can do if everything goes to shit in order to make sure that she doesn't like hate what she's going through?
Ooh, I would say, I don't know if this will help you not hate what you're going through, but I will say it'll lessen how awkward things get.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're in a dangerous position where your friend and her boyfriend's friend, like this is all connected. So if you're going to that specific friend to complain about this guy and to always be upset about this guy, it's going to be hard for her not to tell her boyfriend and the boyfriend to tell the friend. It's always going to get back to him, and it's going to create this weird dynamic where no one wants to invite you guys to the same things. So I would say either find another friend to talk to that's not part of that group so that you're not kind of like muddying the waters, or get a journal.
I love, those are great tips.
Subtweets on a private Twitter account.
Oh my God. Is that where your journal is? Can I follow it?
I actually don't have a private Twitter. I have fake Twitters that I follow, I'll creep on people. Or no, not
fake
Twitters.
Fake Instagrams.
I have a fake Instagram that I like to look at people's stories that I don't want them to see that I'm looking at their story, but I want to see what they're doing.
For sure. I've done that.
I'm a Scorpio. I'm like pausing the video to see like is this guy in the background of this video? Like what is do I see his reflection in the
I love how much
I
of a
need
spy.
Therapy. Yeah.
What is your tip?
Make jokes about it. Like what else to me, like that's the only way that you'll be able to like stay friends with everybody, with your friend and like with her boyfriend and all these things, because like if you're just like, well, that didn't work out, da 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 da, everyone will be fine. Like, if you don't make it awkward, it won't be awkward.
Yeah. And that's a huge task. I think that adding on to your tip, mine is kind of on the same level.
Like, what do we have?
I mean, it's very similar. It's just, like, radical honesty. In the very beginning, before you start anything, just tell them where you're at. And if something does go wrong, is our relationship going to be affected? Because even if they say no, it's going to be affected.
Oh, yeah. You could come up with a game plan, and that's going to mean nothing when they cheat on you or when they like someone's picture that you don't like or you get in a fight. It's not
anything. So with that, in addition, so it's either be honest and, definitely, like, no. That it's going to change. If it doesn't work out, make a pact to each other like we're still going to all be friends. And I would say diversify your friend group a little bit more, which is kind of what you were saying, Megan.
Agree.
Is just instead of going to that friend to talk, have a different group of friends. Because you guys are probably going like double dates a bunch. And then things go wrong, then they'll kind of claim your friend and then you'll be alone.
That's a lot.
So just make sure that you're setting up yourself for success elsewhere.
That's I mean, if smart. Anything, statistically, your friend and her boyfriend probably won't work out either. So you'll have a new friend group within a year or two.
Love it. We're going to take a little break while Megan gives us an extra piece of advice you can find on meganbatoon.com/podcast, and we'll be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
And we're back. Before we answer some more questions, I wanted to ask about your 19 million podcasts that you have.
I have so many podcasts. I love them. I have the main podcast that I have right now is called Adventures in Roommating.
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing it for, I think, 4 years. It's me and my roommate, Keith. We've lived together for 6 years. We started it because we would have these conversations that were so funny. And I'd be like, I don't want to turn on a camera and do a YouTube video.
Yeah.
So I figured, let's do a podcast. And then also, I think we just had an interesting perspective because I live with he's not single anymore, but I live with a single straight dude. And we were just moving to Los Angeles together and navigating everything that was happening. We're very different. And so it makes for a good conversation. So Adventures in Roommating is the main one. And then I'm just starting another one, which is a playoff of Adventures in Babysitting, which is one of my old-time favorite movies.
Very good.
It doesn't hold up as well when you rewatch it in 2018.
Nothing ever does.
Elizabeth Shue.
Have you seen Matilda recently?
I have not. I can only imagine.
Not at all or recently.
No, I saw it when I was younger.
It is the wildest movie. I tried to watch it with a boyfriend one time a couple years ago, and I was like, yeah, it is really weird, but I love it, and you have to love it.
Fair. You have to love it.
And you have to love it.
To be friends with Megan, you have to love it.
You have to love Matilda, or I can't speak to you.
I love it. And then I'm starting a new podcast with my friend Michelle Moore called No Lies Detected, mm-hmm. and the first episode just went up. So
yay!
Go check it out. It's about, I did a write-up. What was so funny is she came to me, or we were hanging out. We hadn't seen each other in 8 years. I think we met once, and then we just stayed in touch online.
Oh, my God.
And she moved to Los Angeles. She came over. We had a six-hour conversation just filling in each other about our lives. And I offhand said, I love starting podcasts with friends. I would totally start a podcast with you. And then she followed up, and I was And I might have been a little inebriated when I got the text, so I was very anxious immediately. I'm like, oh, my God, do I have even room in my life to do this? do I have time? And so I sat down, and I just wrote this down. We didn't have a name or anything decided. I kind of just, opened up a notepad and decided what it was going to be about. And so I wrote down, No Lies Detected with Michelle and Megan, a podcast about the lies we tell ourselves and the truths we need to know, personal stories, life lessons, and the advice column that should really be in every magazine. And then I even laid
That's
out,
amazing.
How many we record at the same time because we love being recluses and just not talking to people for months. So it works out. We did a few episodes recently, and it basically was me finding Yahoo Answer questions that people sent in,
yeah,
and then reading them to her. And she's so, like, she just wants to tell people, like, move on, get over it. And the questions I was reading to her, she's just screaming laughing because she can't handle that she has to listen to them for that long.
That's hilarious.
It's going to be good.
I love that.
I'm excited. We love an advice podcast.
We love an advice podcast. That's really, really cool.
Thank you.
What about singing? Do you have anything going on in that?
I know,
you're
right?
So good. And I want you to, like, see, I wish you could sing every song on the radio and I would just listen to that instead of the radio.
I love that. I took a break from music for a few years and I'm, like, dipping my toes back in by, like, doing little shows and stuff like that. And I'm working on new music. I think I, like, messaged you at some point. I was like, I want to send you music and I want you to dance.
Oh, yeah.
To it.
For what? Yes, because I always warm up to, like, kind
I
of
know.
Slower. Yes.
I creep.
Send me the music and I will warm up to it and I'll just send you videos.
Yeah, please. Just for me personally.
Yeah, until they're out and then I'll put them online.
Yeah, I love it. That's fine. I'm working on new music. It's different than what I've done. So it's not going to be as acoustic. It's going to be more like produced. I like kind of like vibey. Cuddle with a boy music, like that's what I'm into, so it's gonna be more of that. So
how
hopefully
exciting.
in the next few months, next year, you'll hear some new stuff.
That's sick. Okay, so both podcasts on all platforms.
Doing mostly daily videos. We're doing music. We got multiple channels. There's all kind. Just look up my name, Megan Tonjes, and you'll find so
yeah.
much.
What do you do when you're not working?
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I was like, do you even? Know the concept of
no,
not
I
work.
Don't. I don't understand it because this is a good thing and a bad thing.
Yeah,
when what you do is your life and you love it, it's hard to like turn it off. It's hard to even though I get up like really early now, like I turned 30 and all of a sudden I went from being someone that slept until 2 p.m. and stayed up till 4 a.m. Now I'm like 7 a.m. I'm awake and I'm like,
right.
What is going on? I didn't ask for this. It's hard even at 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock at night. I still am like online figuring out tweets and figuring out what video I'm doing the next day and
yeah.
like and you know and looking for inspiration for this. And so it's for a few years I was doing daily videos.
That's so I could never.
It was a lot.
I've never even done a Vlogmas.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Well, everyone has to fail at least a vlog every day in April once. Like everyone has to get to day 14 and be like, I'm not doing this anymore. I hate it.
Yeah.
I don't have anything to talk about. But I think for me, the reason I started doing daily stuff was I was so depressed about what was happening in my life. And I thought, I need something that gets me out of bed every day. I need something to focus on. If I just make myself the promise, like every day I'm going to make something.
Right.
And that's kind of been my mindset for the past few years. And I created like a little series called People Keep Talking. And I was like, okay, I can get up every day and I can look at Facebook and Twitter and see what people are talking about and just riff off of the news. Like I'm used to doing podcasting. I could talk about anything. And that was, I would just sit in my car and talk about things. And that was so, first of all, it was like the most I made in AdSense because all of a sudden I'm doing consistent stuff that's not just music that I can't monetize because it's covers. And I think it made me better at what I do because I was able to focus in on like all the little weird things that people get on the podcast but maybe not are edited out of the videos. I would just leave them in because when you have to make another video in 12 hours, I don't have time to sit here and spend 3 or 4 hours editing. I have to just go with I have to let it go. And I think it taught me a lot of lessons. And now I'm still doing a lot of stuff, but I'm like not doing as many videos.
Yeah.
Still doing like 4 a week, 5 a week, you know.
Oh my gosh. My bones
no big
fell
deal.
Off of my body.
But it's not 7. My problem is I have so many ideas for projects I want to do and I'm only one person, but I want to do all of them. Like,
I feel that.
You know?
That's
a little control freak, I guess.
Oh, yeah. That's like, when you said that you don't edit them because you have to do something else the next day and you have to let go, I was like, that sounds so amazing, but I'm such a control freak that, like, I just wouldn't sleep because I have to edit and make sure I don't look like an idiot at any, like, given moment, which is, like, the whole thing about me is, like, I'm an idiot.
What it teaches you is when you realize that the thing you're focused on, that you're like, oh, my God, everyone's going to see it, and you notice that no one comments on it, you're like, oh, okay, not that you have to try less, but I kind of have to try less. Like, it's not. And so I think maybe I'll do like a Tonjes boot camp, like a video boot camp where it's like you have 1 hour to edit and whatever you edit's going online.
Oh my God, I'm scared.
Oh my God, that'd be so much fun. I love telling people what to do.
What can I say? I'm a boss. Do you have a time for one more question?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's get into it. This one I'm very excited about.
I'm excited.
So a few months ago, my girlfriend of 3 years dumped me because she wanted to be free and grow as an individual. The breakup was the last time I had really talked to her. I tried sending her emails but got nothing from it. She deactivated all of her social media and blocked my number.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know. That's kind of because here's one thing. It's not even...
Sounds like an Aries.
It's not even muting you or blocking you. She deactivated her own social accounts.
Wow.
Like, that's social suicide. That's, rewind to Mean Girls.
That to me tells me that person's really going through a transformation and they don't want to. They don't want anyone to see it while they're going through it.
That's good, though.
I think that's a good thing.
I think that's great. When she wanted to be free and grow as an individual, I was like, oh, yeah, sure. Like, I've said that when I just didn't want to be in a relationship. But turns out that's what I needed to do.
Yeah.
I just never had done it until pretty recently.
It's always weird when someone's like, I just need to be on my own. And then a month later, they're dating someone online. You're like, oh, you just need to not be with me. Okay, cool. Cool.
Yeah, great. Just tell me.
We'll keep reading.
Tell me. Oh, no. Okay.
Ooh, she's dating a friend of yours. Ooh, let me use my psychic powers to figure out
what
this is.
Ooh, do you have psychic powers?
I feel like I do.
One time I was told by a psychic that I had higher intuition powers that I should lean into.
Ooh. Oh, my God. We should do that together. Okay. I was just listening to like an Oprah Super Soul Session podcast about a guy that is like a medium or something, and he wrote a book about it. So
whoa.
We'll get on it together.
I'm
get
in.
Onto it together.
I'm in. Here we go. Oh, wait, what was your psychic?
Oh, I guess it's partially by how you responded, but I feel like this person might have deactivated what you see, but this person is definitely, like, in either another relationship or probably another relationship. And probably, because if you want to meet with them and have a closure conversation, right?
We don't know. We didn't get to that part yet.
That's true. I heard that's spoilers. Yeah, I bet that they're maybe not as on their own as they told you they are.
Okay. So keeping that in mind, let's see what happens.
Okay.
Fast forward to now, she's back on her social media, followed me, and is watching my story.
Oh.
She also has unblocked my number. Just this past week, I found out she's dating again, which makes me so mad because she said she wanted to be alone and independent for at least a year. So, my question is it a bad idea if I ask her to meet up with me to ask for closure? I don't want her back. Just give me a chance to talk. Give me a chance to talk so we can both have peace of mind. Also, she's 24 and I'm 28. Thank you so much for saying your ages. This helps immensely.
I love it.
From abandoned and convoluted.
Okay.
24 and 28. These are good ages to be talking about.
These are great ages.
Because this is when it starts to matter.
I'm a little concerned why a 28-year-old is confused why a 24-year-old within a few months would start dating someone.
I agree.
Like, I have some questions about past relationships, maybe. I think it's what... Okay, there's a few things going on. Number one, I bet this person blocked you and deactivated everything because they really genuinely were like, I don't want... When I'm mourning this relationship where I know it has to be over, even though I probably still care about this person, I don't want to see anything that derails me. Mm-hmm. I think that's really mature of them to do that. And then to come back and refollow and do whatever, like that shows there's no ill will against you. It's just like they needed to not see you for a while to get over it. And I think they did get over it. And I think they do have closure.
Ouch.
And I think that it's,
ouch.
I know, I'm sorry. You're 28, okay? Welcome. You're about to be in your 30s. It gets worse. it gets scarier. But I think that, you know, we can sit here and say, oh, I'm going to take a year to not do anything. And some people can stand by that. But you can't plan when you meet someone that you just vibe with.
Yeah.
She might have met someone that just aligns with what she wants right now and can give her what she needs. And it's not to say that you aren't a good partner or you weren't great, but you just weren't the right fit for her.
Mm-hmm.
And I also think that you wanting to meet up and get closure, which I have totally done this. I've done the move where you get up and you're like, oh, we need to talk about this. And then at the end of it, you're making out. I've done this.
100%.
100%. And because it's an excuse of like, I need to see this person again.
Closure is never closure.
Yeah, there is no closure.
The word closure means open.
Yeah. You close the door when you close the door, and anything else that you're convinced you have to do is an excuse of like, I just kind of need to see this. Because when you're done, you're done. Like we were talking earlier about I stopped drinking. I legitimately had a bad experience. I was like having an argument with someone I was like in love with. Mm-hmm. And I just couldn't articulate what I wanted to say. And I was so frustrated. I woke up the next day and said, I'm not drinking anymore. And it was done.
Whoa.
It was over. So when you're really done with something, you're done with something. And everything before that really is you not being done.
Right.
And I think that you want to meet up and get closure. And for you, he said, or they said, for like both sides, for both people.
Yeah, peace of mind. But
she has peace of mind,
right? I know that is what's because, like, I feel this dude because I've been there, and
oh
I'm
my
like,
God, I've been there.
If I just had like one more conversation, I could feel like that was it. I just need to be able to say, okay, we're both on the same page, and we're walking away.
You're never gonna understand,
no,
because there's something. because you've probably also been in a situation where you know someone that's incredible and everything is there, but there's just something that's missing and you can't make that happen. And mm-hmm. so it doesn't say any, I know it's hard to believe it doesn't say anything about you, but you're just not the right fit for her right now.
Right. And maybe she's not the right fit for you because you guys were dating for 3 years. She's 24. This is in my personal experience. When I was 25, I broke up with my boyfriend of three or four years mm-hmm. because I was just like, what am I doing with my life? Like mm-hmm. this has been great, but like everything started to weigh a little bit more. And like, mm-hmm. I told him it was really hard to do, but I was just like, I think you'll understand when you're 25, but like you won't get it until then. And it's like a click. It's truly like, you know, when you like put in the gas tank, when you have to like close the gas tank until it clicks,
mm-hmm.
it's like, that's turning 25. Yes. Like before everything before that, you're a loose screw. Once you're 25, you click in, you got the gas, you can go places now.
Yeah.
But before then, you just kind of aimlessly whatever until your gas runs out.
You change so much, I think, between 21 and 25. It's insane.
It's outrageous.
And then between 25 and 30, ooh, there's a lot that goes on. A lot of lessons.
Oh, tell me. I mean, I guess I'm 27. I'm almost 30, but like.
Oh, 30 is like a door you walk through. It's great and it's awful and it's different and it's amazing and it's all the things. But it's like there is this feeling of kind of ushering this new part of your life.
That's so cool.
It's not like when you're younger and you look at someone in their 30s. Like I would look at someone in their mid 20s in Michigan and be like, oh, they have everything together. They're really an adult. They're probably married and have kids and all this. And you get to 30 and you're like, oh no, I'm still figuring it out.
Yeah.
But there's a different level of like, I've been here a long enough time to have perspective on things.
Mm-hmm.
So there are things that I did in my 20s that I thought I was so right about. And now in my 30s, I was right for me.
Yeah.
But I also can understand how it would have felt on the other side of it. And so I'm a little kinder with people and I'm a little more private with my time in a way that I wasn't in my 20s. You value your time differently. It's easier to let people go and do their thing because you know that there's all these cycles that happen. They'll probably be back around. And if not, there's different people. So you let go a lot of things in your 30s. I'm real excited for my 40s. I think
that's
that
there's
so going to be such great
fun.
Stuff.
I'm now excited for my 30s because I feel like everything
you're also
going to
wake up earlier.
Saying.
You're going to wake up earlier.
Oh, yeah.
Do you already wake up early?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well.
I mean, not early, 7:30.
I used to.
Early.
I mean, that's still pretty early for a lot of people. That's early.
I feel like everything you're saying, like, I'm now, like, I'm letting people go, and I'm doing all these things that you're saying.
You're going to have a lot of shifts. And
yes.
I think you're going to, as I'm saying, like, I'm your psychic right now.
I love it.
In the beginning, like, I'm 32, so I'll be 33 in November. I'm still experiencing these weird shifts, and you start to lose a lot of people that you thought were going to be around forever. And you can't even explain it. It's like overnight, all of a sudden, you're like, I just want to go in a different direction.
Right.
It's not even like there's a breakup or a fight that happens. It's just like, we have to do different things.
Right.
And there's a different level of peace and sadness, I think, that comes in your 30s. But it's mostly good stuff.
Wow. I love that.
Yeah, I think 30s will be great. But back to the 28-year-old that's trying to get closure at the 24-year-old.
Yeah. A tip for him. I mean, it sounds like we're all on the same page.
Yeah.
That the closure doesn't make any sense. But, like, I understand you, and I think, like, you should just understand kind of yourself, too, of, like, why do you want this closure? I'm doing closure with quotation marks because I don't believe in closure because I don't think it makes any sense. Closure is time.
Yeah.
Time is the only thing that's going to close any door.
It is. Yeah, time and letting go. And I think that you want to reopen a wound that she doesn't even have anymore.
Right.
Like, she's in scar level right now. She's moved on. She's putting lotion on it. She's like, how do I lighten
cocoa
this?
Butter.
You are like, you still got stitches in. Like,
right.
So I think that you're at different places. And I think that what you're looking for, you're not going to get with her because she doesn't think about that in the same way anymore. She can't give you anything that's going to make you feel better about how it happened. And she's not going to give you anything that's going to give you peace. If anything, you're probably going to start an argument with her because you want to fight about stuff that happened months and months and months ago.
Right, and she's
over
it.
And she's already focused on another person and living her life. So I think if you really cared about this person, it sounds cliche, but it's like the best thing you can do is kind of let them go and wish them well.
Mm-hmm.
And give yourself this space to actually heal instead of holding on to this hope that, oh, she'll come back around and want me again.
I completely agree. There's a Postal Service song.
Of course, there is.
I'm not sure what it's called, but the lyrics are something like, "How do you imagine to heal when you keep tearing out the sutures?" Something about sutures.
Yeah.
Let me hear what that is because it's a beautiful lyric. Future,
oh,
and
yeah.
Suture. What is it? Hit me with it.
Okay, hold on.
Hit me with that Postal Service.
Don't you feed me...
Don't you feed me lines about an unrealistic future.
Idealistic future.
Idealistic.
Don't you feed me lines up.
How about Megan sings it?
Oh, I don't know how the song goes, though, so I'll fuck it up. Sorry.
Also, hurtful. Don't you feed me lies about some idealistic future. Your heart won't heal right if you keep tearing out the sutures.
I'm cold and crying
in a corner.
This is like
8th, 9th grade so hard.
Yes. And it's a beautiful song. I want to put a little clip right here because it's beautiful.
I love it. I've never been in any situation where it ended in the way that I imagined that it would end, and I felt comforted and at peace when it ended. It's never happened.
Yeah, I've never been in a situation where a Postal Service song didn't apply.
Welcome.
Yeah. Closing tips. Go your own way.
Yeah. Maybe block her on some stuff so you're not seeing her with this new boyfriend.
I love that. I love
it. Or mute. Do a mute. A soft
block. Do a mute. A soft mute.
Block.
Would I? A soft block?
I love it.
I do
block.
A mute until about 2 months and then I block.
Ooh, interesting.
So that it's less. So they don't know. Because they're like, oh, did she block me?
Oh.
We're in this fight. Blah, blah, blah. And then they forget about the fight. It's
Ooh.
Been 2 months and then I hit him with that block.
That's so good.
Thank you.
Damn, I'm going to take that one.
Because they have no idea.
Yeah.
They're checking your
shit. They're not searching after a few months. And also, like, now it looks like, oh, I'm not responding to your stuff as much, so we don't really have a friendship, and so it makes sense why I don't follow you anymore.
Yeah.
Smart.
Love it.
Wow.
Megan, thank you so much. I think we actually helped.
I hope so.
Which is really good.
I pray that we did. If not, at least we were amusing.
Yeah. Do you have any closing tips for Capricorns?
I'm surrounded by Capricorns. What would I say? So I describe Capricorns as like list-making, anxious, kind of know-it-alls, and I love them for it. I would say for Capricorns specifically, really for all people.
Ooh, love that. Inclusivity.
Organize your life and have a very specific idea of what you want to do, but also leave room for kind of the magic of what you don't know and what might happen.
Beautifully said.
Thanks.
I'm not going to add anything because that was perfect.
I try.
If you have a sticky situation or a burning concern, email us at justatipshow@gmail.com and be sure to sign off sleepless in Seattle style so we don't out your true persona. Also, leave your age because that really helps. Megan, where can we find you on the internet?
Ooh, you can find me at Megan Tonjes on most things. M-E-G-H-A-N.
That's right.
T-O-N-J-E-S. And follow me over at youtube.com/Tonjes. I make videos pretty much every day. And
incredible.
Come hang out with me.
Also, rate us 5 stars and leave me a comment on a good wallet that will prevent me from losing my credit card a 7th time. Thank you. Bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.